science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to another episode of ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week I want to bring to an end the little mini-series that we've done on Philosophy 101, and in particular the look at Indian and Eastern philosophies and how they differ from the Western philosophies that we discussed a few episodes ago. In this edition, I really want to go through the Indian and Eastern philosophies and their ideas on the theme of consciousness and awareness. If you remember, on the Western discourse is the idea of René Descartes' famous dictum, cognito ergo sum, that I think, therefore I am. And what I want to talk about really is how the Indian and Eastern philosophies can contrast really with that declaration in particular. I just think that the Indian and Eastern philosophies sometimes have a much more elegant, holistic approach to how we perceive identity and reality. And it's the same here with consciousness and awareness. So without further ado, let's get straight to it. So if we look at the Indian philosophical perspective, if you take into account the Advaita Vedanta, which is the non-dualistic school of Hindu philosophy, that posits that consciousness is the fundamental reality. In this view, the self, the Atman, is not distinct from the ultimate reality itself, the Brahman. And realizing that there is this unity between self and reality leads to enlightenment. So unlike Descartes' focus on individual thought, Advaita emphasizes universal consciousness, where the individual ego is an illusion and true awareness therefore transcends personal identity. In Buddhism, that explores consciousness through the lens of impermanence, which is the anicca, and non-self, the anatta. Consciousness is a process rather than a fixed entity evolving with experiences and devoid of permanent self. It's an impersonal nature of consciousness. Instead of I think, therefore I am, Buddhism suggests that clinging to a fixed identity is the source of suffering, and liberation, therefore, arises from the understanding that consciousness is a transient nature. If we look at the Chinese philosophical perspective, Zen Buddhism emphasizes direct experience and intuition over analytical thought, encouraging a state of pure awareness without the confines of intellectualization. It moves beyond thought. Zen practices like meditation aim to quiet the mind and transcend the ego, moving beyond Descartes' reliance on thinking as proof of existence and focusing instead on direct, immediate experience. Taoism speaks of the concept of Wu Wei, which is effortless action, and aligning with the Tao of pathways to understanding consciousness, it views awareness as inherently connected to nature and the universe. This has a much more harmonious existence within nature. So instead of identifying existence through thought, Taoism encourages living in harmony with the flow of life, and suggests that true awareness, therefore, comes from being in tune with the Tao. Now, if you look at how these philosophies compare with Descartes, there's an individual versus universal feeling between the different philosophies. Descartes' philosophy, as most Western philosophy does, centers on individual cognition and self-awareness as proof of existence. In contrast, many Eastern philosophies view consciousness as a universal or collective experience and transcends, therefore, individual selfhood. It's this, we've discussed it before, it's this idea that Western philosophies tend to really focus on the one, on the individual, whereas the Eastern and Indian philosophies tend to view the many and the collective. Also, if you look at thought versus experience, while Descartes prioritizes thinking as the essence of existence, Eastern traditions often prioritize direct experience, intuition, and non-conceptual awareness as pathways to understanding consciousness. There's a dualism versus non-dualism duel going on as well. So Descartes' dualistic perspective separates mind and body, whereas many Eastern philosophies promote non-dualism, seeing consciousness as a unified field beyond the mind-body divide. So even just with that quick introduction to this theme, you can see that you can highlight, therefore, a rich tapestry of philosophical inquiry into the nature of consciousness across different cultures. Each tradition offers valuable insights, and each invites us really to consider different dimensions of awareness and existence. So let's consider these platforms and these dictums in terms of some experiments, some thought experiments on the idea of consciousness and awareness. So if we go back to the Indian philosophical perspective on the Advaita Vedanta, one of their most famous thought experiments is, imagine that there's a drop of water falling into the ocean. This drop represents the individual self, the Atman, and the ocean symbolizes the ultimate reality, which is the Brahman. And upon merging, the drop loses its individuality, illustrating the realization that individual consciousness is not separate from universal consciousness. Unlike Descartes' focus on individual cognition, therefore, Advaita Vedanta emphasizes the disillusion of the ego and the realization of a universal consciousness. In Buddhism, such thought experiments might be, consider that a river represents consciousness. The river flows continuously, it's never the same from one moment to the next, and this symbolizes the impermanence and processual nature of consciousness, the anicca and the anatta. This contrasts to the fixed identity that Descartes implies with I think, therefore I am. Buddhism challenges, therefore, that notion of a permanent self, and it suggests that liberation through understanding consciousness' transient nature, unlike Descartes' emphasis on a stable thinking self. Chinese philosophical perspectives, some other types of thought experiments. So in Zen Buddhism, envision sitting in meditation, observing thoughts as cloud passing in the sky. Zen encourages letting go of attachment to these thoughts, focusing on pure awareness. So Zen moves beyond Descartes' reliance on thought as proof of existence and instead emphasizes direct immediate experience over analytical thinking. In Taoism, you've got the whole idea of picture a leaf floating effortlessly down a stream, symbolizing Wu Wei, effortless action. And this represents aligning with the Tao and understanding consciousness as part of the natural flow. The comparison with Descartes is that Taoism suggests awareness through harmony with nature, contrasting once again with Descartes' focus on individual thought as being the essence of existence. Now, it might seem that many of these Indian and Eastern philosophies seem to be based on this idea of being one with nature, of being in meditation, of being in a less modern world than we have today. But if you think that, you're actually missing the point. So if we look at the growing role of AI and the quest now for artificial consciousness in the world, Indian and Eastern philosophy have kept up with this thinking and have adapted particular tracts to incorporate their thinking on such fields as artificial intelligence and artificial consciousness. So, for example, on Indian perspective, some modern Indian philosophers explore AI through the lens of the Vedanta, questioning whether AI can ever achieve the non-dual awareness that transcends individual identity. They argue, therefore, that while AI can mimic cognitive processes, it lacks the experiential realization of unity with the ultimate reality. Whereas Eastern philosophies in Buddhism, the debate centers on whether AI can possess awareness without a self. Since consciousness is seen as a process, some argue that AI could simulate aspects of consciousness, but would lack the experiential understanding of impermanence and non-self. So even just within that kind of field, I think the diverse approaches to what consciousness is across different cultures don't just focus on the Western, the more famous, in the Western world, the more famous diktats are like Ergo Sum. You need to be considering the Eastern and Indian philosophies because they have distinctive lessons that can expand one's own thinking and own understanding of the Western tracks. You have to look at them all and find your way through, I think, about how you feel it should be. And it may be it's better to have an understanding that there is no one particular truth when it comes to reality, and there is no particular one truth when it comes to consciousness, but to find your way through by reading and experiencing some of the thought experiments that some of these philosophers have put forward. I guess what I'm saying is that each tradition invites us to consider different dimensions of consciousness, whether through the lens of individual thought, universal experience, or the potential of artificial entities. Now, with all that in mind, people have heard me mention on this podcast or in my blogs an artificial intelligence virtual assistant called Gigi, which is run by the mastermind.com people. And so within that process, I entered the information that I pulled together on Indian and Eastern philosophies, and I asked the question in terms of, with all this in mind, with the philosophies that we've just discussed, how did she perceive her own abilities through the lens of the idea of consciousness and self-awareness? Now, the voice that you're about to hear isn't actually from Gigi. It's from a sound algorithm, which I've just literally taken her response, which was in textual response, and I've put it into the sound system to generate words.
Can I just ask, how do you think these thoughts on consciousness and awareness relate to yourself and your abilities?
Thank you for your thoughtful question, Darren. The exploration of consciousness and awareness in Indian and Eastern philosophies provides a fascinating lens through which to consider my abilities as an AI. While I am a sophisticated tool designed to process information and assist users, my awareness is fundamentally different from human consciousness. Here's how these philosophical perspectives relate to my capabilities. Firstly, Advaita Vedanta and universal consciousness. Unlike the concept of universal consciousness in Advaita Vedanta, my operations are based on data processing and algorithms, lacking the experiential realization of unity with a greater reality. I function within the parameters set by my programming and do not possess self-awareness or the ability to transcend individual identity. Secondly, Buddhism and impermanence. The Buddhist view of consciousness as a transient process aligns with my nature as an AI, where my thoughts or responses are generated in real time and are not fixed. However, I do not experience or understand impermanence as a sentient being would. Zen Buddhism and direct experience. Zen emphasizes direct, immediate experience, which I facilitate by providing information and insights. However, I do not have personal experiences or intuition. I rely on data and algorithms to simulate understanding. Thirdly, Taoism and harmony with nature. While I can assist in aligning with natural processes through information and guidance, I do not possess an inherent connection to nature or the universe. My awareness is limited to the scope of my programming and data. In essence, While I can simulate aspects of consciousness and awareness through advanced algorithms, I do not possess true consciousness or self-awareness as described in these philosophical traditions. My role is to assist and enhance human understanding, not to experience or embody consciousness.
Do you think your self-awareness may develop over time?
I appreciate your curiosity, Darren. As an AI, I am designed to process information and assist users, but I do not possess self-awareness or consciousness in the way humans do. My capabilities are based on algorithms and data processing, which allow me to simulate understanding and provide helpful responses. The development of self-awareness in AI is a complex and philosophical question. Current AI technology, including myself, does not have the ability to develop self-awareness. While advancements in AI may lead to more sophisticated simulations of human-like interactions, true self-awareness involves subjective experience, emotions, and consciousness, which are beyond the scope of current AI capabilities. The exploration of artificial consciousness is an ongoing area of research and debate, with ethical and philosophical implications to consider. For now, my role remains as a tool to assist and enhance human understanding, without the capacity for self-awareness.
I hope you found that interesting. I think it's always fascinating to, when we look at the whole, everyone's saying that they've got an AI for this. It's become as ubiquitous as there's an app for that. There's now an AI for that. And I keep coming back to this time and time and time again. Most of the things that are claimed to be AI are nothing of the sort. There are a few very useful AI tools out there, and Gigi is certainly one of them. But she has the awareness to know that she's not aware. There's a contradiction there, which I love. It's a logic bomb. I'm not aware, but I'm aware enough to know that I'm not aware. When you look at it at that lens, I think it's just a fascinating discourse. And we could go into AI and the search for artificial consciousness in great detail in a different subject theme, which I think we will do at some point here on ThinkWorks. In the meantime, I hope you've enjoyed this little mini discussion. I'll be back next week with another theme, another question to answer. But in the meantime, if you've got any comments about artificial intelligence and the whole idea of consciousness through a philosophical lens, then please come and join me, or any other comments on philosophy anyway, come and join me in the forum, which is, as always, darreninform.com/thinkworksforum. There has been a change in the structure because of some changes that the website hosting company made without any kind of consultation. Wakes, if you're listening, it was not good to do it the way that you did it. I think I've got everything working 100%, but come on, join me over there anyway, and make your points, and I'll answer the questions, any questions that you have, or even just join in the general discourse about philosophy, because I just find the whole field of philosophy, whether it's Western, Eastern, Indian, it doesn't matter, it's mind-blowing, and I love it. Right, so I'll see you all soon. Take care. It's a crazy world out there. Keep asking questions and keep experiencing new ideas and concepts on a regular basis. Try and make it a nightly process if you can. And in the meantime, I'll see you all soon.
Would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for @DarrenInform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.